guy if he's like that?
He has other wonderful qualities.
Like other than the fact that he hates blacks.
Other than the fact that he's a Klansman.
He's a
wonderful person. He doesn't hate blacks. He works with many black people. So, no, he doesn't hate them.
But he hates the idea of you being with a man of color.
Correct.
Is this Gary Spiewak? All right, I'm going to leave you in there just because I love the mixing dynamic of the races.
And yeah, we like that kind of thing.
And he might be the type of guy who we could have fun with on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think you could.
Can you tell me something? Having sex with a black guy, how was it?
You know that the myth about that.
Yes. Well, I know the myth. That's what I'm asking.
It wasn't true.
He was small?
Yeah.
Wow.
But how was he?
It was okay.
He was okay?
Yeah.
Would you go back?
I'd better.
Would you go back?
To that one, no. But sure, I'd go back.
To that one.
Oh. Two other black guys, you'd go back?
Is there? Yeah, sure.
So then once again, I don't think it's a myth. Once you do black, you don't go back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you, how do I put this? Did you give him oral?
Yes, I did.
And did he do oral on you?
Yes.
Did you keep the change?
I do. I keep the change.
Way to go.
Mm. And how's that? Is there a difference between a black man's change and a white man's change?
For this particular person, there was.
Really?
I think as you and Mike say, it was spunky.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
I don't know if it's a diet thing.
Which tastes better?
White.
In your opinion.
In your opinion, white.
In my opinion.
Is this the only black guy you've ever been with?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like your boyfriend might be trying to turn you.
Right, hold on, honey.
Okay.
Wow.
Hold on.
Fascinating.
Finalist.
That is a finalist. Start with a black guy and a boyfriend can't stand it.
You just heard some jizz racism right there. I mean, we've had racism on many levels on the show before.
Yes, we have.
That's the first time we've ever had semen racism.
Yeah, not good at all.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, I'm Scott Logan.
Scott. Let's keep last names out of this. Scott, where are you from?
I'm Laurel.
All right.
How you doing, Ass?
Good.
Well, what's the lie, Scott?
Big lie is my son, who just turned 15, came to me about 6 months ago and told me that hair wasn't growing on half of his ball sack.
You're a 15-year-old kid, you know, ass.
That's the other thing. We keep kids out of this.
Yeah.
Keep kids out of it.
Moron.
A lucky boy he is, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, I noticed hair is not growing on half my ball sack.
God.
Let me take a look at it, son.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And while I'm looking at it, let me call Don and Mike right now.
Yeah, good idea. I'm Scott.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, how you guys doing?
This is what I love about the big lie.
Yeah, it's always an adventure.
A lot of times it's not even calling up to talk to the person about the lie. It's getting to the big lie.
Absolutely.
It is getting to the chewy center.
We've got some good chewy centers today.
Hello, who's this?
This is Barry.
Barry, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, stop dancing, guys. All right, Barry, what's your big lie?
Well, like I told Lisa, I don't know if you guys will want it because it's not at all funny, especially now that you've got a racist Yahoo in the hole, so to speak. But I never admitted to my mother that when I was about 5 or 6, I actually, I'm 40 now, it was a long time ago, I don't know what was in my mind, but I, with my dad's pocket knife, I stabbed a little retarded girl in the back down the street. Actually, I don't think she was retarded looking back. I think she was just deaf with a bad speech impediment. But I never told my mom I actually really did it.
You stabbed
a retarded girl in the back?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know why. Looking back, I believe I actually had a crush on the girl.
Was she seriously hurt?
No, she wasn't. It went in about a quarter of an inch.
You stabbed a retarded girl that you were in love with.
Greetings from Sacramento.
That hurts.
Hey, you're a finalist, my friend.
Stabbed a retarded girl that you were in love with.
Hold on a second. You were 6? And you?
I was 5 or 6. I know I was in kindergarten when we lived on that street.
And Rob is doing the Sacramento dance now, and so is Mike. So glad to have Sacramento back live.
Amen, brother.
Do your city proud, sir.
Hold on, my friend.
Wow, it's controversial today.
There's two fine. Let's see if we get one more in before the before the break. Inch. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, where are you from?
Manassas.
Right, WJFK land. Kim, what's your lie?
Well, I've been living with this guy for 7 years now, just about 7 years, and he has on and off over the past 7 years bugged me, we should get married. And I keep saying, no, why fix if it's not broken? And the reason I won't marry him, and he doesn't know this, is because I've been married before and I haven't divorced my ex.
That's a big one. It's
yours. Yeah,
that sounds kind of mundane, but that's a biggie that he doesn't know you're still married.
Well, that's a finalist.
He thinks I'm divorced, but I'm not.
He thinks you're divorced, but yeah, you know what?
That's not splashy, but that's a big one.
That's a finalist.
He's pretty pissed.
All right, hold on a second. We have three finalists. Let's find some more.
All right.
Right now, out of everybody we've talked to, Mike, who are the finalists? We got three of them, right?
We have three. We have Ashley, who did it with a black guy, and her boyfriend doesn't like that type of thing, and she has not owned up to it, that she has had hot interracial love, and apparently the boyfriend is from the South.
Gotcha.
We have Barry, who stabbed a retarded girl that he was in love with. He later retracted the retarded part, saying he thought she was just deaf with a speech impediment. And then we had Tim, whose boyfriend of 7 years doesn't know that she is still actually married.
That's hard. If we were voting right now, I would vote for the guy who stabbed the retarded kid in the back, just to make him call his mom and tell his mom that.
That's a pretty strong right there. It's something you need to come clean with.
But we have room for more liars out there.
Amen.
We've not made our minds up yet. Someone's going to win the 65-inch big-screen TV and a DVD player from TBS Superstation. Right there. You know, why do we even bother saying call? You can't call. All the lines are busy.
Right.
I'm not going to give out the phone number. We'll be back with more calls right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. You bet your ass.
Oh, boy.
We're playing the big lie now. Tomorrow, the backwards newlywed game. Monday, Buzz's belated bubble birthday.
Yeah. Buzz Burbank's bodacious, bubblicious birthday with beautiful babe.
Buzz in a bathtub. Or in a hot tub.
Yes.
Whatever we come up with.
Buzz in a big bathtub.
On Monday, doing the whole show with a bunch of nude girls.
We won't be rating.
Soon to come on the show, Dr. Duty.
Fantastic.
The Dom Triplets from Playboy.
Love them.
Tom Shales coming on the show. We love Tom Shales from the Washington Post. Talking about, I think you read some book about Saturday Night Live.
Right, yeah, big book.
Also, Dr. Harold Katz, that ref doctor.
Yeah, we all need that.
John Ritter's coming on the show.
Wow.
A bunch of bikini women who are in the cast of a brand new video game, Bikini Karate Babes.
I like it.
Lisa Herndon's first photo shoot for pictures to submit to Playboy's Women of Radio.
All right.
And the great John Madden.
Man, wow.
And our annual Halloween show, of which I've not figured it out yet.
You will.
But something will come to me.
Something exciting?
Yeah, something great.
Good.
Something great.
Good.
Involving nudity.
Yay.
And prizes.
Yeah.
Yay. Cash.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Firemen and arms.
Fire trucks.
Balloons, clowns.
Army guys.
Fire trucks.
Pepsis and hot dogs for the kids.
Very good.
And let's see. We've got right now in our stable, we've got the guy who stabbed the retard.
Barry.
We got the girl who is denied interest. interracial love.
That's Ashley.
And the woman whose boyfriend thinks she's available when really she's married.
And that's Kim, boyfriend of 7 years.
So let's see if we got anything better in this round.
All right.
Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, Sarah. Thanks for asking. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bakersfield, California.
The radio station KGEO.
Yeah.
Right, and a great car, the Geo, and a great radio station. Sarah, what's your lie, my dear?
I want to call one of my friends. I'm always alluding to the fact that I could possibly be bisexual because I do find women attractive. And we just had this conversation last night, so I want to call one of them and tell them that I actually have a crush on one of them.
So is your big lie that you're heterosexual when, in fact, you're a lesbian?
No, not exactly, but then I'm bi. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Do it on your own time.
Go peddle your wares somewhere else. No peddlers allowed.
No peddling.
Don and Mike, hello. Hola.
Hello, speak to us.
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was on.
Well, that's right. Always a good clue.
Yes, I ask. What's your name?
My name is Justin.
Justin, where are you from, ass?
D.C.
Uh-huh.
What's your big lie is?
My big lie is that when I was around 9 or 10, my friend and I decided to get rid of all the gypsy moths in our backyard. So we piled them up on top of a slate patio and poured gasoline all over them and in the process lit the entire patio on fire.
Wow.
Patio burned pretty well before we got it out, and we to hide the damage, we had to flip every slate piece on the patio over so that it would look nice and clean, and then toss the gas can. And when my father went to mow the lawn the next weekend,
how many of you are already thinking, who cares?
Yeah. Nah, not picking up. I mean, the house would have had to catch on fire.
All right.
Sorry about that. I mean, you know, you never got caught because you flipped the patio.
BFD.
Very rich.
Okay, I got a lie about...
Well, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Tom's River, New Jersey.
Hey, right, go ahead.
All right, Mike.
Okay, I got a lie about... I just graduated college, and this girl that we used to hang out with all the time, a bunch of us would always go out. Every time that we would go out, she'd ask us to hold her cup for her. And every one of us, every single time that she did it, would stick our man junk in her cup.
Hmm.
And I'd like to call her and tell her that.
In her cup?
In her beer or whatever beverage. She was drinking, her beverage.
No.
No?
No, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Ass.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, when I was 17.
Man junk reminds me of more gooder. Reminds me of fired.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
I'm from, right now I'm in Waldorf, but I'm heading towards Fredericksburg.
All right, your hometown of origin is fine. And what's your lie?
When I was 17, I was working in a booth in a parking lot. And a friend of mine came by, and I gave him all the money we had in the booth and called the police and told him I was robbed. And I told my mother the same thing, and I guess to this day she still believes that's what went on, and I think I'm long enough past the time I'm not worried about getting in trouble.
How much money are we talking about here?
$126, because he didn't want to take the chains.
I think we can accept that one as a finalist.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it's going to make it, we can accept him as a finalist.
The police came to the house a couple times and questioned me with my mom, so it was quiet. She made me quit the job and the whole bit.
And she doesn't know?
She doesn't know. Oh, no.
Is that petty larceny or grand larceny?
It's petty, and it's been over 7 years. I'm pretty old right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, then goodbye.
See you later.
Right.
I don't think we reward grand larceny or petty larceny.
Hello. Stabbings. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Just stabbings.
Only
stabbings when you're 6 years old.
Stabbings
right.
Of retarded.
No,
people.
We do not.
Well, he stabbed a retarded girl.
I know. But it's deaf, not only that.
Deaf with a speech impediment.
Not
yeah.
only that we'd accept God.
Well, we also accept the girl who had interracial sex.
Yes.
We accepted the girl who is dating someone and the guy doesn't know that she's married.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Philly.
Staley rocks WYSP.
Yeah.
Mike, I was going to tell you, good pickup of Deuce Staley.
Ah, thank you.
Eagles have a bye week this week.
Ah, yeah. Well, no, I knew that. I'm going to start Garrison Hurst this week.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
And Sean Alexander.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do fine. And I know you're bitter. What's going on?
I am, because I'm crestfallen because I'm 0-5 and you're 1-4.
Well, you know, it was the battle of the undefeated. You're in no position to bust my balls right now.
I'm crestfallen because I've got no chance, but you've got such a great chance.
It was the big battle. It was the big battle.
Because you're 1-4.
It was the big battle.
And I'm 0-5.
That's right. That's right.
And I wanted to announce, I wasn't going to drag down the show with this, but I am withdrawing from the league.
Hey, we haven't solved that problem yet.
No, that problem has been solved.
What, are we changing the rules for him?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We are.
It doesn't change anything up till now. It's effective week 6.
Well, it'll probably benefit everybody, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Exactly. All right, good.
I believe so.
Everybody wins.
Although, really, what I was hoping was...
But I knew Deuce Staley had a bye week. I knew. Because after Sean Alexander, when I started Sean Alexander, he had a bye week. I mean, that, you know, I did learn my lesson. You don't have to hit me over the head with it.
I was hoping Broyhill would quit the league. Because if Broyhill did quit the league...
Then he dissolves his team.
And in our division, there would only be 3 teams.
Yes, so we'd still have a chance.
And in that regard, 2 out of the 3 teams would make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And all of Broyhill's players would go to all the other teams in the league.
And furthermore, I hadn't played him yet, so I think that would be like good for 2 wins for me.
Yeah, forfeit.
Right, yeah, forfeits.
I don't think I'd played him yet either.
Let's put the rules back.
Yeah. Come on, leave them like they are.
Yeah.
We love a competition.
Mark, W-Y-S-P... That station kicks my ass. Mark?
Yes.
Please, Mike, I'm selling it.
I know you are, and that's a good thing.
I'm selling it.
Way to go.
Rock lives on WYSP.
Absolutely.
Mark.
Show me the mic.
Yeah.
Tim Sabian keeps cutting his beard closer and closer, closer and closer.
Amen.
Closer and closer. Tim Sabian loves saying to Cousin Ed, has it been 53 minutes yet? Cousin Ed says, why? Because you must play the new Korn record every 53 minutes. Every 53 minutes. Tim Sabian, are you driving the Buick Rendezvous? Are you, Tim?
Hey, cousin.
I'm killing him, and he doesn't even... I'm sure Tim doesn't even know.
Right.
I'm sure he doesn't even know how I'm killing him right now.
Right. Well, it won't be long before we invite ourselves back up there.
Yeah.
Mark, what's your big lie?
Well, you guys might be able to relate to this. My wife's pregnant, and we made a deal that I wouldn't pleasure myself or watch any pornography while she was pregnant.
Jesus.
Wow. I've been getting my jerk on 7-10 times a week, you know, watching porn after she goes to bed. And I work from home a lot, so I've been doing it then, too. And she has no idea. And she.
I'm going to say no to that because that is just an unfair situation.
That is unfair. It's justice if you're getting your jerk on 7-10 times a week.
Do it more often, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Bill.
Go ahead, ask.
Bill, where are you from? Hang up.
Bill.
Hello, Don and Mike. What
you getting mad at for?
Hi, I've got a lie.
Yeah, sure. Hi, what's your name?
Josie,
where are you from?
I'm from Fredericksburg.
All right, beautiful. WJFK. WJFK rocks.
Yeah.
JFK rocks, man, with Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly rocks.
The radio factor, Don.
Yeah.
Starting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, Mr. Positive. Mr. Positive. What's your lie?
My lie is my sister kind of from time to time wants me to send my dad money to help him out.
Yeah.
And I always tell her okay, and I never do.
Well, how much money are we talking about?
Like $100.
No.
All right,
no. No thanks. No thanks. Okay. What, does that one bother you?
Which one?
That one.
What, that lie?
About the money? Is it,
well, it would bother me if you were going to keep it as a finalist. Yeah. Otherwise,
no, of course not. No, I hit the buzzer right away.
Oh, I thought it sucked. That's why I was reacting the way I was reacting.
Okay.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I've got a lie.
Yes, what's your name?
Chris from Marvelous.
Chris, what is the lie?
When I was 17, I used my mother's turkey baster to give myself an enema when I was constipated. She's still cooking turkeys with it.
I totally don't believe him. I totally don't believe this.
I swear, I've had constipation problems since I was a kid.
I do not.
One time, nobody was home.
I do not believe you.
I couldn't find anything else to use, so I used the turkey baster.
No, I don't believe
this. Of course, after that, I boiled it and put it back in the drawer.
I don't believe you.
Oh, come on, Don.
I don't believe you.
I am telling you. She will freak out if she hears it, but I'm pretty sure she's still using it. The last time I was home, I had my kids, the wife,
the idea,
there,
if it
and
is
I saw
true.
That damn turkey baster sitting on the counter.
The idea, if it is true, amuses me.
I don't know.
I was in immense amount of pain. I was looking for something to use.
I don't believe it.
And, of course, I had to fill it up two or three times with warm water.
See, I don't. First off, how old were you when you gave yourself the alleged enema with the turkey baster?
About 16, 17.
Wait, what 16 or 17-year-old kid even knows
about, like, enemas?
Yeah.
Like
well, my mother gave me enemas when I was a smaller child, and then I couldn't find the original enema kit that she had. I assume she threw it away.
Have you always had a problem with your digestive system?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, see, he's a ball buster.
No, you're lying.
Yeah,
no,
you answered me goofy, eh? You did.
No, you can call my wife. She knows the story.
Yeah, but why'd you answer like, yes, you did?
Well, no, I used
yes,
to
I have.
Do.
What?
I know. I'm well known for my constipation problems.
What do you mean, well known?
Well, most of my friends and family know that I can go about a week without, taking a crap.
Well, that's not, you make it sound like that's a. First of all, you have a wife. You don't even sound like you're old enough to have a wife.
How old are you?
27.
What year were you born?
1975, May 20th.
I guess that math works out okay.
And so have you been to a doctor about this?
No, not since I was a child.
Why not?
Well, my mother took me as a child.
Yeah, but I mean, you say I can go a whole week without... That's really not something to be proud of. That's something to, like,
healthy.
Seek medical attention for.
So you go a whole week? You go a whole week without taking a BM?
But I'm in no discomfort.
Really?
None.
Well, obviously, it was significant enough where you had to give yourself an enema.
Well, there have been a few rare cases.
He's an ass.
He is.
You're an ass.
He's an ass.
Oh,
I gave you the combination. I gave you the little of both. The same time.
Maybe if you'd argued a little less, you would have gotten to the finals.
Well, if you call my mother, she will believe it. Trust me. She'll know.
Yeah, right.
I'm not calling your mother.
We're not.
You're out.
Guys,
happy holidays.
I'm not even making it up, and you guys are kicking me out.
Yeah, well, that doesn't have
and
to do with that.
You know, I've thought about calling before when you did the Mother's Day. Tell your mother the secret.
It doesn't. It doesn't have to do with whether we think you're lying or not.
We just think you're an ass.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, because you just argued so much. Strictly subjective.
Well,
this is why the big lie is fun.
Yeah. Right.
It's a true story.
But we understand it probably is.
Don't care. I mean, I still harbor.
Yeah, Don doesn't believe it. And I don't
believe it, but I think Mike might believe it.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
But I just think you're, in general, you're an ass.
You've got to be stabbing a retard in the back.
I'm sorry.
She was not retarded. She was deaf with a speech impediment.
And that's dumb, stupid. And that one, I'm sorry, that's the one I'm voting for right now.
That sounds very legitimate.
Yeah. Now, I will have to tell you that the thought of a 17-year-old giving himself an enema, a 16-year-old with a turkey baster.
Has entertainment value.
And then years later, 11 years later, that same turkey baster still being used. Makes me think that you thought of that story when you saw the movie American Pie, when you saw the guy having sex with a pie, and you thought, hey, I got one. What do I call these guys up? And I say, I used the turkey baster to give myself an enema.
Yeah, except it's true.
Yeah,
and also what disturbs me is you talk about not being able to go to the bathroom for a week. That's not a good thing. That's a very bad thing.
Explain to me how you give yourself an enema.
Well, I have never done it myself with a kit, but with a turkey baster, you fill up the little bulb. I mean, you're only talking about, 3 or 4 ounces of water.
Right.
Fill up the bulb, it fits back onto the lengthy applicator. Of course, I had to do it 3 or 4 times to get enough water in there before I really knocked anything loose. But
I can tell you why this
doesn't work. You
know
what? It wasn't even a great...
Pipe down.
Hold on. Rob's got a theory.
Because the tube of... The tube and the turkey baster holds easily as much fluid as the bulb.
Right.
and he wouldn't be able to propel the water in using the bulb. He would only be able to propel it up the tube.
You can't just fill the bulb.
Right.
When you baste, you've just put it in the tube and then propel it.
Right.
I'm a master baster, so I know about all this.
Fantastic.
Rob, once you fill up the bulb, you put it on. Then you
you're wrong, sir.
And you use the reverse suction to suck up and fill up the rest of the applicator part.
What?
Say it again?
You fill up the sink with warm water after you already fill up the bulb, and then fill up the rest of the...
So you're changing your story now.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you are.
Come on,
your voice is way too high.
You're losing your head.
Guys.
They had a lovely story about a garden full of peas. You're out of the contest. Thanks for calling, though.
All right, guys.
And it was a noble effort.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Bye, stool.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Bye. Hang up.
All right.
There you go. Who knows? I know, Rob. We got to break. He might have been telling the truth. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, it's Chris in Centerville. How are you guys doing?
Right, last chance here, then we're going to have to select a contestant. What's your big lie?
I rented a U-Haul trailer to take some stuff we were relocating back to this area, and most of the stuff was my wife's in there. It was a little 4x6 trailer, but I kept it a lot of days. I paid cash for the thing, like the deposit, and I kept it, and it was found in another state. I was staying at a hotel in another state, and U-Haul repoed it. They rode by. I guess they check hotels for their vehicles that are sitting behind there, and they took it. I told her it was stolen, but in fact it was repoed, and I owe them $750 to get our stuff back.
Not bad at all. I believe it, but not thick enough.
All right, that means we got the same three finalists as we had when we went into this round.
Well, you know, it's just something I think Barry needs to get off his chest.
You know, that's my choice.
What
Buzz?
My choice? Yeah.
Are you with us on this one?
Not entirely. I like the woman with the southern husband.
That would be Ashley, who did it with a black guy and didn't tell her boyfriend.
Well, then she'll be the second choice.
Okay.
And then Kim, who has the boyfriend that doesn't know she's been married, and they've had a 7-year relationship.
But we'll keep everybody on the line. However, let me just tell this guy, Barry at Sacramento. Hey, Barry.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, don't go anywhere. We got to do another commercial break.
Okay, I hope my cell phone doesn't die. My battery's low.
Well, I hope so too, my friend.
Okay.
Because, well, then, you know what? You better just pray it doesn't die.
You got another line?
I can give Lisa another number.
All right, why don't we have you
give Lisa the other number? Because what we're going to have you do when we come back from commercials is call your mom, and then you tell your mom that you stabbed the little retarded girl when you were 6.
Okay.
I need a turkey baster.
Okay. You do that, you win a big screen TV.
Great. Thank you.
Hold on, my friend. And if it doesn't work out with him, then it will be Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley, so you stay online as well.
I'm holding.
If something happens with the other guy, we'll call your boyfriend and tell him that you've had sex with a black guy.
Sounds great.
That will set him off. And if something happens there, we'll go to Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
And this is still a decent lie.
Oh, I tell you what, if I call him, he is going to flip out that bad. I'm going to be looking for a new place to live in the morning.
This is a girl who's living with a guy, and she's married to somebody else.
Wow. Crap detector. She just tipped her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, boys.
No way.
Is she out, Mike?
Yeah, she's out.
Why? Dude, I can prove it.
He's going to flip so... But when you embellish like that, why would you call us if you knew you were going to need a new place to live?
Well, you know what? I have wanted to do this for a while now, and I haven't done it. And I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well get it over with.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Bye, honey. And then there were two.
Barry and Ashley were lovers.
Then there were two.
Ooh, lordy, how they could love.
And I know I let the turkey baster guy go. Just didn't believe him.
Yeah. But boy, was it fun talking to him.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration. A lot of us like to dance, and if you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down because they really get into it. White people were
blessed with
the gift of structure and organization.
That's right.
They do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money pretty much better than a lot of people do around the world. Hispanics were gifted in family structure.
That's right.
You can see a Hispanic person, and they can put 20 or 30 people in one home. They were gifted in the family structure. When you look at the Asian, the
Asian
is very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch.
That's right.
They're very creative. Then you look at the Indians. They've been very gifted in the spirituality. When you put all of that together,
yeah,
guess what it makes?
What?
It forms a complete image of God.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to Robert the Angry Mailman.
No, sorry, it's Reggie White.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He was a boy.
Yeah, Robert was saying that to me last night.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go with Barry.
Barry, who stabbed a retarded girl when he was 6 years old, but he later claimed that he was in love with her and that she was not retarded, that she was deaf with a speech impediment.
Hello, Barry.
Hi.
Now, we have two numbers for your mom.
Yeah.
We have a cell number and a home number. Which number should we try?
Probably the home first.
Barry, did she ever forgive you?
I don't know. I never remember speaking to her again. I do know where the house is. They may still even live there.
Your mom going to remember all of this?
I'm sure she will. Yeah.
What was the girl's name?
The girl's name was Libby.
Libby.
Well, it's nice that you finally found it in your heart to show a little remorse.
And you stabbed her in the back with a pocket knife.
With a pocket knife.
With a pocket knife. Oh, just a little retarded girl.
Horrible. What a way. And you said you were in love with her.
Well, looking back, I think I did have a crush on her, yeah.
You had a crush on her, so you were doing it like, you know, kind of like the boy in the schoolyard throwing the rock.
Rob is...
And he's playing a radio game.
In contact now.
Play the game with us? Okay, hang on. When I put you on hold, the next voice you hear you'll be on the air, okay? Thanks.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Perfect. Now we're cooking. Hello, is this Pat?
Yes.
Hi, Pat. This is Don and Mike show. I'm Don. This is my friend Mike.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Fine.
We have your son, Barry, on the line with us.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
From Sacramento.
Hi.
He seems like a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Playing a game we call the Big Lie, Pat.
This is where we urge our listeners, if there's something that they've been lying to somebody about, and it works best with a mom or dad, something that maybe the mom or dad doesn't know, this is a chance for them to come clean and tell mom or dad the lie, and in a roundabout way, win a prize.
Yeah, we throw the prize in as a little extra incentive that'll get people to come forward with some of these things. And Barry had something on his mind for a number of years that he wanted to share.
And now that's it.
Barry, I'd like you to use as much detail as you can when you tell Pat this story.
Use the same detail as you used with us.
Absolutely.
Here now is your son, Barry.
Hi, Mom. you remember how old was I when we lived on Eleanor?
Yeah.
How old was I?
Five.
Five or six, kindergarten age.
Mm-hmm.
God. Remember the little girl down the street, Libby?
Libby.
Yeah, she was either deaf or she was retarded.
Yeah.
You remember when she got stabbed in the back?
Yeah.
And do you remember that I was outside, whittling all the time, and that I denied it for as many times as you asked me? Well, I really did do that, and I don't know what was in my head.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Why?
Barry.
Or anything. When I look back, you know, I was just thinking about it more since I called these guys, and I, you know, I think about it more. I think I actually had a crush on the girl. But anyway, you know, when I was five or six, I didn't know why then. I don't know why now completely. But you know, I couldn't ever bring myself to tell you I had done something that horrible.
Oh gosh.
But you know, I don't know if you ever even really believed me because you asked me so many times, but that was me.
No, I probably didn't believe you, but wanted to. Are we really on the radio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pat, we're absolutely riveted by this. This is quite a cleansing experience right here.
No kidding.
So your son knifed a retarded girl in the back.
God, I'm shocked.
Yeah. And you thought he did it, Pat?
Yeah, I actually did.
Well, I mean, you were obviously, he was obviously five and...
yeah, very young.
You know, not real easy for a five-year-old to tell a lie, but what made you think he did it? And what, do you remember what happened that day?
I think I remember the parents coming and telling me, and I think they had her with, it's been so long. Yeah, I won't tell you how old he is.
Right.
Because that'll tell you how old I am.
Sure.
But it was a long time ago.
So the parents came to your house?
Yeah, they came to my house.
Who's the girl?
The girl's a, that's the boy.
Was the girl, obviously, in whatever limited way she was,
yeah,
able to tell them that you know, she was able to identify the
I think
stabber?
I think that's what happened. And then, right. And then, of course, we talked to him, and he kept saying no. And I know we asked him for days.
Barry, why now? And please tell me it's not because of the giant screen TV.
Well,
I bet it is.
I mean, you know, it's. I have to, you know, as soon as you said the giant screen TV, I had to think of a lie, you know, that I have ever told. But then that one just came rushing at me. I was driving down the road.
Right, now, listen, for anybody who just might be tuning in.
He's so legit. That's what I like about this call.
When you stabbed this little girl in the back when you were five.
And you said it didn't go in very far.
Yeah.
It was just,
how badly hurt was the little girl? Mom, do you remember?
I can't remember. I don't think it was that bad. It was just very shocking.
Sure.
You know,
the horrible little evil boy.
Yeah, you wonder, you know, what are you raising here?
Exactly. Yeah. Are you wondering that now, Pat?
Yeah.
No,
it actually turned out to be Ray. A fine man.
Oh, that's now see, that's nice.
And now you know that not only is your son the type of little boy who could stab a retarded girl in the back, he's grown into the fine man who will call a radio show with 6 million people all hearing that at the same time. You must be mighty proud.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Barry, you've come clean. You've told told the lie. I mean, and I believe it 100%.
Yeah, me too.
I wish there was some way we could get Libby the 65-inch TV.
Yeah. How is Libby doing? Does anybody know?
We only lived in the neighborhood for a year or two.
So yeah.
Down for all we know.
Yeah.
Who knows where she is?
Yeah.
Could be beetle food.
For all we know, she could be in upper management at Viacom right now. We really don't know.
Yeah. We have no idea.
Probably.
Listen, Barry.
Yes, sir.
You have won a 65-inch big screen TV.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And a DVD player courtesy of TBS Superstation.
Wow.
Watch the nonstop comedy block. With friends, Jerry Seinfeld, and more 5 days a week, TBS Superstation is the place to be for the biggest lineup of the best comedies on TV.
And Barry, I do you feel better now?
I do feel a lot better. Thank you guys for the opportunity.
Pat, do you feel there's any closure here?
I want the TV.
Yeah.
You want the TV. Now, Barry, are you gonna give the TV to your mom?
Well, I'm...
Yeah, right.
I guess I don't have a lot of leverage.
You know, that's true. You don't. You know what? And Pat kind of said, yeah, right. Do you want the TV, Pat?
Well, of course.
Of course. And Barry, it's in your hands. It's your TV to do with what you want.
And Barry, let me put you on hold for a second, ma'am. Barry, be honest with me. She didn't want to give her age. Barry?
Well, I gave mine, so...
She didn't want to give hers. So,
right.
I mean, what are you looking at? I mean, within 2 or 3 years, you get the TV back anyway?
Or you can stab her.
What the hell? Yeah. I mean...
Oh, dear.
You know, old people.
She's actually outlived everybody else in her generation in my family.
It ain't like she's going to wear out the remote control. She's going to go to Turner Movie Classic.
No. She'll just leave it on CNN, man. She'll waste it.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
listen, Mom...
Yes.
If Barry wants you to have the TV, we'll ship it to you.
Well, that's between you and Barry's going to have to make that decision.
Yeah. No, Barry can have it.
Oh, I knew she'd say that. She's such a mom. Give her a round of applause.
Hey, moms.
That's a good sport, nice. Pat. You're a very sweet lady.
But Pat, let me give you something, though. Because you are so nice. A year's supply of Viramax. Viramax female sexual enhancer.
Ooh.
You can have you can have better sex more often with Viramax.
There you go.
TV.
Do I get guaranteed.
Pardon me?
Do I get the man with it?
Does she get the man with it? Man doesn't come with it. Is Mr. Barry not around anymore?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Dad's not around.
Wish we could send you John Forsythe or something.
You know, I'll go. To tie this all together.
He's too old for me.
It's too bad we
too
couldn't.
Old for you.
Too bad we couldn't find like some. Late-aged, retarded guy to come over and have sex with Barry's mom.
No wonder I don't hear listen to the station.
Oh, my God. Don't get upset, Pat.
Just to bring the whole thing full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll send you the product.
Veramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. All right.
You're both terrific. We salute both of you.
Nice meeting you, Pat, and nice meeting you, Barry.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Hold on, kids. And that right there.
Wow.
That's how you play the big line.
You know, I didn't know about old Barry until he got his mom on the line. That was pretty damn strong.
Now we do have to say goodbye to our other runner-ups. They include Ashley. Ashley. Ashley, sorry. It worked out great for Barry.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Barry. Thanks,
so,
anyways.
Do let me give you the complete season 2 of Friends on DVD, and that is from TBS Superstation.
Oh, that's great.
And Ashley, you see if you can get that boyfriend's mind right, okay?
I'll try to straighten him out.
Very good.
All right, thank you. And let me see. Who is this? Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Who is this?
This is Danny, man. I've been trying to tell you my story. I had him beat hands down.
Really?
Yeah, but I can save it for next time because I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, what's your line?
Next time, put that big screen TV up for me, you know, because I try to call in every once in a while. I can never get in there.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Go ahead.
What's the lie? Just give us a hint.
Oh, man, not yet.
No, but just a hint.
I gotta wait. I'm looking for, I'm actually shopping for a big screen, and my stories would get me in trouble, you know.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That makes me think it's probably real.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I could probably tell you something that happened 20 years ago like he did.
Okay, he's jealous.
All right, goodbye.
I once wrote crayon marker on the wall. Give me a big screen TV.
Yeah. All right, get out of here. And, I'm looking for the woman, the other woman who's going out with the guy and she's married. I think she's dropped off the line,
I think we get rid of her?
Yeah, we let her go.
We let her go.
Oh, that's right.
Sounded she bogus. Said, I'm going to have to find a new place to live.
Right.
That's when the crap detector went off.
You are correct. All right, well, then all of the loose ends tied up.
Very good. Nice job, Barry. Nice job, Pat.
And that's it with the big line.
Way to go, giving her that Veramax.
Having a retarded girl.
Yeah, sir. And then now we don't know where she is.
No. First.
That's sad.
That is a first. Tomorrow on the show, the backwards newlywed game.
Very good.
Is it 467?
It is. Hey, you got it.
Finally, member.
Turned in.
Right.
Source.
Hey.
Hey. How many couples are we looking at for tomorrow?
Joe, how many couples are we looking at here? But. Hold on.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000,
3-confirmed,
5-1000.
Same answer you had before?
This is simply Joe answering a question.
3 confirmed, and how many are up in the air?
And 4 new sign-ups today. 3, we have calls into about 5 other couples. So 3 confirmed, waiting for callbacks from 5.
All right, tomorrow should be a good one. If we get 3 couples, that's great. If we get more than 3, even better.
Very good.
It'll be money.
For the backwards newlywed game. All right.
Peace out.
Source out. Bye, Herndon.
There she goes.
There she goes.
That's our producer, Herndon.
Herndon.
Lisa Herndon. She very badly wants to be in Playboy.
She does. She's tanning, don't you know?
Like, and you're going to be hearing her, getting her photo shoot done here on the radio in the next couple of weeks.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Barabosa.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
He made it up.
When do you want me to tell RJ to get here for that?
RJ's not taking the picture.
No, he's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah. Buzz, lead story? I know, don't tell me. Oh, we forgot your birthday.
No, that's not my lead story.
What is the lead story?
That's the kicker. Today's lead story, it's official. Now there are 7 dead sniper victims.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll get to that with Buzz.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
These CDAs agree on only one thing. play.
Fantastical.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Time now for news with our friend Buzz. Brought to you by Duramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Duramax. Limited find our health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Look for Buzz's face on the little tube.
Hi.
Or try one, call them as 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Here he is now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. It's official. Ballistics experts say last night's sniper killing in a Virginia suburb of Washington, D.C. is the work of the same guy.
Well, they knew it anyway.
The bullet fragments match those found in the other six bodies, and like the other six victims, last night's was killed with a single shot from some distance. Investigators say no cards or messages were left behind this time. Also, police say the white minivan spotted last night in Manassas, Virginia is apparently not connected with the shooting. They don't know what vehicle they're looking for.
You know, we talked about this at the front of the show, and it's going to be freaking impossible to catch this guy, at least in the short term.
Boy, I don't know how you do. I am sure they've got people that, you know, that do this for a living in the highest levels of the FBI and ATF, but man, oh man, oh man.
A lot of people working on it. I'm sure they're collecting little tiny bits of evidence bit by bit, and hopefully they can put something
together. You know, really, I mean, before... you don't hear it. And if you're there, I mean, I know the street they're talking about here. And I mean, at 8 o'clock at night, there are thousands of people in that area. I mean, thousands of them. And, you know, it was a hit-and-run thing. Nobody knew.
And speaking of large groups of people, in Maryland, Prince George's County Police say they're beefing up security for Sunday's Washington Redskins game against New Orleans. FedEx Field is about 10 miles from the scene of Monday's middle school shooting. Probably wisely, police are not saying how they plan to increase security, but the Skins front office has promised to cooperate. Defensive tackle Dan Wilkinson says he won't even feel completely safe.
I bravely will be attending that game.
Yes, you will. The D.C. sniper...
Did you say Dan Wilkinson?
Yes, I did.
All right. Big,
at defensive tackle, big. Number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
There you go.
And even he's worried, he said.
He hates that, Dave.
He shouldn't. We embrace it, Rob. The D.C. sniper may be looking at the death penalty. Now that his apparent seventh killing has occurred in Virginia, prosecutors in Prince William County say they want the case prosecuted there, quote, to the full extent of the law. In Virginia, any killing aimed at terrorizing the public qualifies for the death penalty. And prosecutors say they're certain the sniper will be caught. President Bush says the days of Iraq acting like an outlaw state are coming to an end.
Nice, Bush.
He's talking about today's solid vote in the House authorizing him to use the U.S. military to disarm Saddam Hussein.
Come on, do me a solid on this.
The Senate votes next.
Do me a solid.
Perhaps this evening, probably tomorrow, and it's expected to agree with the House.
Solid as the rock.
There's a new sheriff in Dodge. The sheriff is Rudy Giuliani, and his Dodge City is in Mexico. Mexico City has been plagued with a seemingly endless string of kidnappings, robberies, and murders. Giuliani is not only a former mayor, he's a successful prosecutor, and in both jobs, he brought down New York's crime rate. And most crimes go unreported in Mexico City because citizens believe their own Mexican justice system is corrupt. Now, Rudy's been hired as a one-year paid consultant for Mexico City.
Rudy has brass balls.
Yeah, going
there. We will have to move like a super Rudy Giuliani is coming down into Mexico.
Man, you want to talk about like the worst gig you could take.
Yeah. He has a consulting company. This is his company's first international consulting gig.
Wow.
Is that Spider-Man? No, worse, dude. Put away that brown weed. It's Rudy Giuliani.
He is a superhero.
Rudy and tight. A hospital would never put a needle in a patient and then into another patient. But apparently, some hospital workers do reuse the needles they stick into IV tubes. And that's not good either. In Oklahoma City, there's been an outbreak of hepatitis C.
Oh, geez.
A nurse anesthetist has confessed to reusing needles and syringes up to 25 times on IV lines. Here he is now.
You're the male nurses at work.
What idiots? Even in a plastic tube, the needle can still come in contact with the patient's blood, and that's how Hep C is spread. So far, 52 patients have tested positive for the potentially deadly kidney disease. A Republican who's dropping out of the Montana Senate race says Democrats have tried to portray him as gay.
Mike Taylor is ending his campaign because he's...
Oh, I know him.
He's a big fag. Behind in the polls.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly. Faggot.
Hi, Mike Taylor!
The Democrats have been airing... Nickname Rip. The Democrats have been airing TV ads accusing Taylor of misusing student loan money when he ran a beauty school in Colorado.
No, I don't even know anything about him.
The ad shows a 19...
Wait, he ran a beauty school in Colorado?
He did, yes.
Oh, he's got to be gay.
The ad shows a 1980s video of Taylor wearing an open front shirt and gold chains while massaging a man's face. The Taylor campaign says that plays off the old stereotype that men who do hair are gay, a stereotype they call a moral outrage. Amen. One tree hugger wasn't hugging tightly enough. A man protesting logging in Northern California fell 50 feet from a redwood tree. Loggers heard moaning and tried to rescue the man, but it was too late.
Sorry.
The man had been living in the tree near San Jose for several weeks.
Pretty smart.
A jury in Maryland has awarded $3 million to two guys who admit they're burglars. The burglars sued a canine officer for releasing her dog on them after they had surrendered. The burglars argued that the officer acted with malice, and the jury agreed.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember, Joe. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
Right.
He was so healthy back then.
We may be going digital. Thanks to the efforts of Viacom, the company that owns this show, and the Disney folks who own ABC, the FCC has given the go-ahead to digital radio. That means that in just a few months, some stations will suddenly have near CD quality sound and other features like song and artist identification.
Everybody give me a B.
B.
Give me an F.
F.
Give me a D.
D.
What's it spell?
Big F D.
For AM, it means no more static, and that could be important to the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, right, I guess.
Pfizer has
whatever, Buzz.
Okay.
Whatever.
Hey, come on, don't antagonize the birthday boy.
It was his birthday on Monday. You didn't remember?
It was his birthday Monday, Rob.
You ass.
Haven't you heard?
Would have done something.
Can't believe that.
Ass.
Pfizer has Viagra. Now the Eli Lilly company has a similar pill. The company says it's faster and lasts longer than Viagra. Just one problem. The name of the drug is Cialis. Cialis is also a real family name that's been around since the 15th century.
What?
Now, members of the Cialis family are suing Eli Lilly.
What?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Boner.
Quoting one of the plaintiffs, even if it was a product that gets your hair clean, we wouldn't want our name on it.
Oh, the Cialis's.
Hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know that they won't let the kids down. Don and Mike.
Looking good for tomorrow. We now have five confirmed couples for tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be fantastic.
Including one couple. They're breaking up. Tomorrow's their wedding anniversary.
Oh, my God.
Coming in to play the backwards newlywed game tomorrow. Plus, newsmaker of the week and the very psychotic Jim Nance.
Ah, very good.
We'll be jam-packed tomorrow. Here now, once again, is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In sports tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals try to draw even with the San Francisco Giants in Game 2 of the National League Series. Allen Iverson says he's ready to play and will. Iverson has a broken finger and was supposed to be out 2 to 4 weeks. Philadelphia has an exhibition game tonight with the Washington Wizards.
Rob?
Yes?
Did you miss the magic words? Allen Iverson.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
I mean, we're always on Allen Iverson alert here.
AI is AI.
Come on, we got to hear from Mrs. AI.
Playing in pain.
Get out of my face with that crazy
stuff. That's
where you get that from?
That's
him. Somebody told it to you?
True,
did the one to tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't ask me nothing. Did the one to tell you that?
I haven't spoken with you.
All right, then. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me.
If
you want to keep it real, you keep it real with me. Because I ain't for no game.
That's right. Tell me about AI.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
I want to hear that tape one more time, but I want to hear it the right way.
Yeah,
give me a moment.
Yeah.
get out of my face with that crazy
stuff. That's
where you get that from?
That's
somebody told it to you? Did the one tell you that?
Baby.
Did the one? Don't ask me nothing. Did the one tell you that?
Mrs. Iverson.
All right, then. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me.
Why not, honey?
Don't go there with me.
Baby.
You want to keep it real, you keep it real with me.
I want to keep it real.
Because I ain't for no game.
All right. Baby. Baby.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
Baby.
Thank you. Fourth-ranked Virginia Tech plays its Big East opener tonight, facing Boston College on the road. The Hokies are 5-0, and they've already beaten three top 20 teams.
Hokies. The Hokies.
Finally, in Toronto, they've arrested a guy who's been going around groping women's breasts.
Hi.
Mostly new mothers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that would be me. Hi.
That's you. They caught him on security video. Zachariah Scott does, in fact, work at a hospital.
Zacharias Geronimo.
But he is not, as he claimed, a lactation technician.
Oh. Let me see these.
I'm a lactation lover.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Thank you, everybody, for a great show today. With the all-new episode tomorrow.
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
And good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
You bet.
I know you're lying.
To Daloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.